Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Praise God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for the church, so that he might sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word, that he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Powerful scripture. Today I don't really want to talk so much about the wife like I want to talk about the husband. Many times it seems that the women are more prepared to be married, not in all cases, but in many cases. It seems the woman, from the day she was born, they've been preparing her. The men don't show up. They watch sports. But sports don't pay the bills. Sports don't teach you how to take care of your wife. In fact, sports don't teach you nothing. If anything, apart from changing the channels, you really don't know how to do anything. So, today, I want to talk to all brothers that have refused to get married because they are watching ball. Yours may not be a real football. It may be that you are writing one exam and you're lying to yourself. So, my master, Jesus, speaking through Paul, said, he said, men ought to love their wives as their own body. Question, sir. I don't even know how to love myself. And you are asking me to love a woman. What does it mean to love a woman? The man who put together this scripture was unmarried. So there was no way he would have known how to love a woman except by the help of the Spirit. Paul did not prove this scripture. And I hope you know that Paul had the right to marry, but he restrained from it. There are many brothers trying to be macho, to prove that they are very holy brothers, by marrying late, or by choosing not to marry. Marrying late is not a sign of holiness. It's not a sign that you are spiritually disciplined. It's not a sign that you are in control. Actually, it may be a sign that you don't even know what you are doing. Marrying at the right time. For as far as scripture is concerned, you must be a young person when you marry. The Bible says you should rejoice with the wife of your youth and not the wife of your old age. You don't marry when you have enough money. You marry when you have found a reason to be alive. Oh, come on, somebody hearing me now. You don't marry. Listen to me. You marriages don't happen in the galleria where you're watching film. It doesn't happen when you are watching Endless Love. It's a film on Netflix, Korean. This Nigeria, brother. It's not Endless Love. Prince and princess being forced to marry out of duty. Ask your neighbor if the person is a brother, why are you not married? Ask why are you not married? Or say, why are you not married? Timothy, why are you not married? Kamsi, why are you not married? You will think that question is as simple as it sounds. When a man opens up his ass and begins to tell you why he has not married, you will be afraid. Many times, it's not because we don't want to be married. There are brothers that everything they saw, as far as marriage is concerned, is the art of boxing and wrestling and SummerSlam. You know, when you're a man of war. Some don't beat their wives, but they flog her with words. We are not all where we used to be. Some of us, we not even use words. We just ignore you. And say we are in the spirit. Yeah. I used to be like that. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you because your presence is here. When you marry, the first thing you are looking at is the beautiful face of this woman. But I remember I spoke to a pastor, and they were having issues, you know, having issues with this beautiful girl. That girl's not a pastor, missus. She's just a beautiful girl. You know those kind of girls? They are girls. She's beautiful. You don't even bother her with all these pastor things. Just let her sit by your side. That's enough. And they were having issues. And I tried to mediate. And the guy said, but you know this is not how you met me. You know I was a virgin when you married me. You know I had options. I said, ah. Then the brother responded, but you are no more a virgin. Do you know the meaning of that? You were, you are not. I can't collect money with it in the bank. Ah, this is a conversation. Live in Nigeria. And I'm supposed to say to them. So, I've not heard that line before. So, I didn't really know what to say. So, I waited. The brother said, I know you are very beautiful. But I can't see it anymore. Because there is something about association. See, finish. When we've seen herself finish, every time she shows up in your house, she makes up, she's ready, she's prim, she's proper. And then she comes in and she flings her hands, and all you can see are the different colors on her nails. And then you're like, wait, praise God. Now you are going to marry. Except that when we get into the house, we need to wash clothes, we need to wash plates. Oh, yeah, brother. That baby is going to mess up the house 10 times. You see, you thought you were ready. You ain't ready. And then you expect Brother Matthew and Brother Ose. Give me them, brother. Brother Femi. Femi. Marry me. Femi. You expect Brother Femi to come and say, let me help you out. He just says, oh, sorry, Ekwele. Sorry, I hope it's not too serious. It's okay. No, it's not. Just change the channel again. If you are married to a man that knows how to take care of children, please celebrate him. I'm telling you. There are men that their wives cannot leave the children with them at home. He will keep calling you 10 times. Sorry to you. Oh, I'm sure I know. I know you're at work. They say they want snacks or something. It's like 1 a.m., 1 p.m. I'm thinking, what are they eating biscuits for? Ah, no, give them. Give them. It's not a love story. Marriage is work. You report there every morning. It's not that song you sing. You are already here. You are already here. What do you have to put on the table? Is it just your fine face? Or is it just your broad shoulders? Or is it just that nice, fine baby face that you got as a brother? Look, let me tell you. When I was young, I don't go about without a comb and a mirror. What you are looking at is what the Lord has done. This person you are looking at is what the Lord has done. I fried my hair. And I wear chain. And I was born again. I'm not saying don't do nothing. I'm just sharing my testimony with you. Then at some point, I started scraping my head so bad it would shine. I wear these 3Js kind of glasses. Sincerely, if I was my wife, I would not make that mistake. So when God is leading you to someone, He's not speaking about that person's present. He's talking about the future version of that person. If you are so myopic that you only see the current state, you don't know that some girls are fine. Let money come. And I submit to you, if your fineness is on the strength of Mary Kay, keep buying it. Say amen. Keep buying it. It's not a sin. It's just powder. Just use it. When you get married, you no longer determine what you think should be appropriate behavior. Your spouse does. But I submit to you, sir, you cannot learn how to love your wife until you know how Christ loves the church. Question: how does Christ love the church? One word, unconditionally. You will wake up one day and realize the shape of her head somewhere. You begin to like, if we have a daughter, is this a... But you didn't know because she was always wearing wig. You better hear God. Let me tell you, the issue of loving a woman is not a story that started with men. It started with God. You can't be more righteous than God. You see that thing that is doing you like, I like this guy, is God. God, I don't want to fornicate. I don't want to backslide. Take away this thing from my life. Oh God, I don't want to miss heaven. My son, if I answer that prayer, you will not marry again. Because that thing that is doing this, if I remove it, you will not be a man again. So you can't be more righteous than God. What they have done today is to start another chapter. What happened is that we closed the last chapter and we started another one. But this next chapter is very significant because your progress determines is dependent on scripture. I said to one of my customers, 5 years ago. And I said to her, why don't you come to church? And she said, you want to scatter my home? My husband is the one that buys me cigarettes and booze. Every time he comes back from his onshore, when he goes to the sea, offshore, whatever. He's the one who says, babe, let's go to the club. The first time I ever went to the club in my life was with this woman. Yeah? I've been to the club twice. As a Christian and as a pastor. Don't ask me which year. I'm just telling you so that the day you are afraid, know that your pastor used to be a criminal. Just come, let's reason together. Come, let's reason together. Don't worry, just come. And I saw things in the spirit. If you go to club for too long, you will carry your Bible and throw it into the river. What is this? Kind of terrible things on unrighteousness. And I said to her, why don't you come to church? And I sat with her and her other friend. And the other friend looked at me in the face and said to her friend, but you told me Benga always helps you out. why don't you just, you know, let's have an arrangement. I am there. It wasn't a conversation behind me. I was there. Ah, she now say, she now looked at my face. She now smiled. Say, Gwenga, I'm not sure Gwenga will do this to you. Say, no, no, it's a free word. And they, that's how they discuss people's destinies. So I stood up. I said, I'm going to the restroom. I don't understand what is going on here. And that lady followed me and locked the door. Let me tell you, if you like, say God sent you to go and win souls in club. I'm not following you again. Let them come out. I'll preach to them outside. What? God, it was me. I have even fallen already. I've fallen. It's just for them to drag my body out. Then the cleaner came. Please, we want to clean. I say, oh. Bye bye. I'm going to say, what's that? I say, don't worry. Carry Uber. Shh. Don't let other people's definition of love and interpretation, pop culture, tell you what you can do and what you cannot do. Your flesh must be willing, but your spirit must always say no. You can't do anything about what your flesh wants. And that's why God said, do not be unequally yoked. Because you may be free, but if you keep associating. So now that you are married, let your friends be my people. And those that are not my, call them. Wale, Wale, Tunde, come, 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 come. What's your plan? Ah, Shebi, you just got married. Ah, well, start, let's talk. Oh. What's your plan? I'm changing friends. Before they tell you that, you know, we are going to that club. You used to go, hey, I go to church now. You will, if you don't have an accurate understanding of what God's love, now some of you only read the Bible in King James. And you interpret it in King James. And that is why you have issues. Because every time you read the word of God, what comes to your mind is God doesn't understand. God is old school. Question. When Jesus went to the club where he was sitting with sinners, I hope you know he went to club. Jesus went to club, sat with sinners. That's where the Pharisees saw him. And they said, look at him. You remember? So, question is, the Pharisee that saw him, what was he doing there? Self-righteous people who try to tell you that they are wiser than God. Jesus went to club. Okay, you, what are you doing here? At that club, was it Christian music they were playing? I'm asking, no, I'm just like Domwe, all those things. Was it Christian music they were playing? I'm asking now. Is it Christian music they were playing? And Jesus sat there. And when they finished, he'll say, Master, teach us. Then he will say, a sower went out to sow. The sinners loved him. Because every time Jesus showed up there, he gave them hope. He gave them hope. He didn't tell them they were sinners. They already knew. So how can you be a man of God if you cannot associate with sinners? Do you know this, my friend? Up to now, she respects me. She respects me because she knows I could have taken advantage of her. This is somebody that has like $35,000 every month. As her then. Spousal allowance. She doesn't work. Spousal allowance. So it's not everybody that is looking at the price of where 151 per liter. It doesn't mean anything. How can you stay at home and because you work in the oil and gas close to a coal hotel, they are paying you spousal allowance? I taught the lady how to spell 20. She doesn't know how to write her name. Yet she trusted me with her money. The day the manager of the bank, because our current account in dollars was the biggest in my branch, they called and said they wanted to come and visit her. She insulted the bank manager. Said, call this number again. If you need anything, call Benga. I called her. Stop this thing. You know you are not working. They are giving you money. I have a mother at home. Don't sack me. I don't like this thing. Say, hey, for time you say your manager won't call me now. I said, no, please, next time. Hear what they have to say first. Because I'm the one who is going to bear it. But that's how ruthless she was. So when I said to her, come to Jesus, she looked at me and said, Benga, where do you want me to start? Jesus will be the thing my marriage will break. For those of you who think that you can patch it up and make it happen, there's a particular brother I was counseling with like last month. The brother backslided because he wanted to marry a particular girl from Umaya. And the girl, this yellow thing, like, you know, there's a kind of yellow that in the south, this southeast yellow, you know, it's not this one you people have in Yoruba land. There's a texture. The brother abandoned his calling, backslided as a Christian, because he didn't want the girl to walk away. And the girl told him, this thing you are doing, I hope you know that me, I'm not a church person. He said, I love you, we'll work it out. When they married, the guy said, yeah, let's go to club. He can't go. Already he was backsliding. He had to sacrifice his relationship for God to give the guy the impression that he was capable. The marriage didn't last 3 years. At the end of the day, the brother went to the family of the girl and said, beg my wife to come home. And the father looked into his eyes. If she says she's not interested, why don't you go back and marry somebody? This saw this father telling the husband, go and marry somebody else. 3 years. Instead of 3 years, he went back to her father's house several times. When God says, understand love, it is because he is the only one who can leave the 99 and go for the one. He will continue to see hope in the hopeless. So when you begin to love your wife, that is the attitude you must bring to it. If she has weight tomorrow, and praise God, she's going to have some weight, deal with it. Deal with it. I know there was this particular figure you saw, and this thing is of God. But the other figure that will still come is also of God. Don't place your hope on what can change. I'm telling you where frustration comes from, because sometimes you'll be getting angry, you know where the anger is coming from. I'm telling you why people get mad. What's the matter, dear? Because you just saw the way she walked to the kitchen, like, what's this? Is this my wife? The Lord is saying something here. It's funny, but we are both going to change. Our disposition to life will change. We will love. When I was getting married, I wanted to have a 2-bedroom flat so that I can focus on the work of the Lord. When I was going to buy my first car, Audi, one broken down Audi in front of our compound, they wanted to sell the broken down Audi, already broken down. They opened the engine. It's not a car they are driving. No, see, let me tell you. Start from where you are. Don't let anybody push into what you cannot. Me, I can start small. But my wife is saying that thing you call small is still below you. You need a woman who gingers you, who tells you about, oh, God, leave that thing. You can do better. I went to preach in Accra and I told them, I said, the way I'm dressed, every day, every session already prepared by my wife. So, people are, I say, she's watching. I need to pay homage to whom homage is due. And in case you think you are still the head of the house. They told you she's number two. They lied to you. That thing you say you don't want to do, you will beg and you will do it. A packed Audi, green, that 300,000, you know, the car was so messed up. They wanted to sell it for 300 or 350 or something. And they were open to negotiation. How bad can it be? Me, I just needed something. They may say, yeah, that's my car. Not everybody, people want you to believe they've always been where they are. Now lie. We all grew up. We didn't jump up. Huh? So anybody putting his money on your head, we do it because of what he has seen about your future. My wife looked at me and said, this car? I said, it's very good though. That in fact, I asked the mechanic. I asked Kazim. Kazim said that the car doesn't even consume fuel. It's okay that they are even working on the engine now. My wife said, why are they working on the engine? I said, it's very good though. So I sat with her by the table and I remember this particular day. Anyway, close to that third room, the room close to the parlor. That's where the dining was. So we sat there. She just did like this. Put her hands on the table, playing with her fingers. I was not trying to convince her. You know, I'm selling a product. I'm trying to sell something to her. You know what she said finally, sir? She said, if that's what you want, go ahead. I said, why are you talking like this now? We are trying to make a decision. She said, no, you are the one making the decision. That's another way of saying, stop it. Stop it. Don't go further. Just stop it. But, you know, I misinterpreted. I said, yes, finally we have. She has agreed. Sir, so I don't know if your wife is from heaven. I don't know if your wife is from heaven. But most times, no doesn't always mean no. For a woman. So you have to subject that response to a test. You wait. Place it beside the word of God. Then look at it again. Over time, you will not need to go all that distance. But initially, the light day you knew 5 years ago, you will meet a different light day in 3 months. It's not, you see, then we were campaigning. Now you have won election. So we will give you change. But we did not tell you what kind of change. So now there's another one. Nigerians, we will surprise you. Please don't surprise us. We are already surprised. I saw it online. Nigerians, don't worry. Please don't surprise. We are already. You have finished us already. Just come and go. Somebody posted and said, 2023 is a long time. And I started laughing. I knew what the person was saying. The person can't wait. He that puts his trust in man. Some people are saying, they are already planning for the next party. They have not learned anything. They are putting their trust in man. They are putting their trust in human experiences. They are putting their trust in what will fail. People that are beating their wives, telling you what Ephesians chapter 5 means. People that can't keep wife, telling you what it means to be married. God says, the woman must be submissive to the man. If you look at that scripture with your Nigerian mindset, there's a way you will look at it. Actually, where the submission is where the seat of power is. Have you ever had an experience before? And maybe some of you will know. Where in your office, you started having small issues with your boss, and some of the junior staff realized it, and they capitalized on it. And they do some things to you, and they know that because you and your boss, you are not really together, they can get away with it. The seat of submission is the seat of power. What God was saying to the man, in every family, you will be the administrative head, or you will be the spiritual head. This woman will be the administrative head. The administrative head is the one that will determine where the power and the resources go to. So, but for that thing not to destroy her, we put her under authority so that you can provide covering for her. In case she tries to execute that power and somebody comes against her, they will say she has a head. That is why you find that many of the prayer houses or the prayer forces within the house is with the woman. That's why you may be having an issue. Your wife will just tell her, why don't you do it like this, like this? And you'll be asking yourself why you've not thought about that. Meanwhile, you seem to know how everything works until something comes up. God put the most volatile and eruptive aspect of your home under covering. Covering. This is what it means to be submitted. He covers it. To be submissive means to be covered, to be under covering. He said, submit yourself unto God, and he shall exalt you, what? In due season. Submit yourselves to God, rebuke the devil, and he shall... The seat of submission is the seat of power. Your authority is only as valid as to the degree of your submission. Just as the man is required to bend to the authority of Christ without question. It's the same reason God bestows his power upon Olaide and then requires her to bend to you for covering. So that when demons ask, by what authority are you doing the things you are saying? Then the husband will step out. My authority. So if you don't know, you'll be reading Bible and be listening to people with their second and third wives telling you what marriage is. Even the second one is not sure. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Open your ears. God's remedy and God's blueprint for marriage is still the way to go. And to be honest with you, have you been in an office where you made a decision and then junior staff opposed it and they went to your boss to complain? And your boss said, who made that statement? They said, Kenny. Say, follow it. Follow it. Then later your boss now goes, next time you want to do it like that, do it like this or like this. But it will first validate your authority. That is the exposure we give ourselves. Every time we do not allow God sit over us, and then we heap to ourselves teachers who will tell us that tomorrow is going to be all right. Who tell us that that we can live the way we please, because even the devil doesn't want a person that is not committed. If you must work for Satan, he wants somebody that can ginger, somebody that is committed, somebody that is consecrated. Satan doesn't like lazy people. Satan doesn't like people that when he say, go and win 10 souls for me, they'll say, I slept. It is a level. When you are in the world and you are fornicating and committing adultery, when you rise to another level in spiritual things, they will tell you in the kingdom of darkness, you can't touch women again. They will tell you. Go and ask people who have been in the... They will tell, at this level, you can only go close to your wife 3 times a year. They will tell you. So continue the Igboroti Daru spirit. Come on, are you hearing me now? Submission doesn't reduce you. It empowers you. Do you notice that God asked the couples to do what was most difficult for them? God asked the man to love, knowing that the man is physically and psychologically strong, and love may not be his primary gene. And God asked the woman to submit, knowing that if she has a PhD and she has certain plans... What's this submission? I can just have a child and move on with my life. So God required them to do what was naturally most difficult and they would complain about, so that they can come back to him and ask for grace. Listen to me as I round up. You are not waiting for your husband. You are not waiting for your wife. Say, I'm trusting the Lord, I'm waiting on the Lord. It's a Christian terminology. But really, you are not waiting. I speak to every one of you who is trusting the Lord, that you will hear something. God will many times delay you because he doesn't want you to self-destruct. One of the most challenging things as per marriage is when beautiful girls can't explain why they are not married. Because everybody thinks you're already in a relationship. Everybody thinks you're already in a relationship. She can't be so fine and not be attached. Some people cannot fight for wife. There was a battle of Troy. It was woman that caused the battle. Troy. Troy. Go and look for it. It's in somewhere in the spirit realm. Go and look for that film. Hercules. Ellen of Troy. There was a woman that was so beautiful. And some people will tell you, I just want to marry a lady that is average. Because they will not tell you they are dealing with insecurity. Bro. Now you, I get matter with it. Most marriages do not fail because of the wife. They fail because of the man. Your wife, because she's under authority, is permitted to make mistakes. You cannot afford it. And that's why I pray for you. Oh. I spoke to someone. I won't tell you his status. He's a big man. He said, I've been married for 14 years. We are just in the house. And the only reason I'm still married to her is because I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. So what I do, I travel as much as possible. Leave the house. Talk to her on the phone because I don't want issues. Both of them are Christians. But the man said he cannot afford to be in the same house. I am telling you that being born again, it doesn't mean you will have it rosy. If you don't know what to do, you will struggle. If you don't know when to fight and when to pull back. If you don't know how to relate with your in-laws, when they come to you, want to do something like this, want to do something like say, let him come. Excuse me, standard answer. Let him come. When they, our own people, come to you and want to do something like say, wait, let her come. Standard answer. You will save yourself 15 million problems. You will see what I'm, because some people come, some people don't know their limits. They assume that because they are family, they have a right. I have no property that is solely my name. I'm going to heaven. I have no property on this earth that is solely my name. You can't say because you bear my son's name, forget it. She'll take you to court. I did it deliberately. Until this other car, and I put my name because I was the one who paid cash, and they needed to put a name. Ordinarily speaking, I put in my wife's name. If my wife leaves me now, I don't have car, I don't have anything in this life again. So what do you have that was not given to you? Why are you thinking me? If you are a me person, you should not be married. And that's why you find that people that seem to be very average in their life, they are doing well. All these superstar spirits, they are failing. And it's on the newspaper you see it. The Lord will give you wisdom. And for those of you that are happy in your marriage, your home will not lose joy. For those of you planning to be married before the end of this year, the Lord will journey with you. And let me tell you, this is what family is all about. At the end of the day, please help me. At the end of the day, as your pastor, 90% of my work may not necessarily be about preaching to you. But 90% of my work may have to do with being your friend, being there to counsel you, not make your decisions for you. Advice, counsel you. Walking you down that journey, praying with you. But as typical of every leadership role, please hear me. It is very lonely at the top. sometimes you won't know how to tell her what is on your mind. When you get to that bus stop, look to the heavens and ask for the rock that is higher than I. Let's pray. When you get to those junctions where you don't know what to do, remember there's a rock that followed them in the wilderness, and that rock was Christ. We thank you, Father.